תורה למד זין, נקיטי מוהר"ן, פרק ו'. ביקשתי ולא מעצי, מצאתי, קראתי ולא ענני. כי אינו שם בשעת ברכה. When that ritual slaughter is not there in the time of the blessing. וחושב מחשבת פיגול, he's got foreign thoughts. While slaughtering, while working, while serving Hashem in Barach. By that, על ידי זה, מצאוני השומרים הסובבים בעיר, the guards over there that surrounds in the city, found me, היקוני, פצאוני, hit me, hurt me, injured, נשאו את רדידי מעליי, they took all of my jewelries, all of my beauty. It's written in Sefer Eichalot, an explanation of how the righteous people are climbing in the world, one world after the other, to see the throne of honor. And in the entrance of every floor and floor, world and world, they have to say a certain name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the angels over there. And if they're answering right, so they can see the beauty of that flow, of that world, to see Hashem in that place, and to try to climb to the next one. And if not, so it's not so nice over there anymore. Why it's not so nice? If they failed, because they actually disrespected HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The angels that are stopping from people to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach, they're doing it because they're jealous, not jealous, because they're envious for the honor of Hashem Yitbarach. They're zealous. They don't want a person to disrespect Hashem Yitbarach. This is why they're rejecting people from getting closer to Hashem Yitbarach. Because if a person got bad midot, bad behavior, so it's okay if he's far, if he lives in the village, but if he is now in front of the king, acting weird, lying, stealing, so it's disgracing for Hashem Yitbarach to have people like that surrounds him. This is what that we saw also on Moshe Rabbeinu, that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to ask for the Torah on Mount Sinai, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the angels were arguing and they tried to push Moshe Rabbeinu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, answer them. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to say, he was afraid. He said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I'm going to open my mouth, they can burn me with their breath. They're made out of fire, I'm flesh and bones, and how can I answer them? How can you talk to angels, to furious angels? Can you talk? Cannot talk to your wife when she's angry. You can talk to angels made out of fire. But from there, angels' sweat become to be Nahar Dinur, the river of fire. Something that is horrifying. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, how can I talk? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, if you're going to hold on to the throne of honor, you're going to be able to talk to them. And Rabbeinu in Likutei Moran explains that actually he told him, attach yourself to Klal Israel, to Nishmot Israel, because all of Nishmot Israel came from the being carved from under the seat, the crown, the throne of honor. From there they came. So actually, if you hold yourself together with Am Israel, you have all of their power supports you. You're coming as a shaliach of all of Am Israel. You have the power of all of the neshamot of Am Israel, and not as an individual. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, he was righteous, he was holy. Here, he was in heaven. He was talking to the angels. He was with Hashem on Mount Sinai to take the Torah. But still, so we can see from that, this is what that actually. The guards that surrounds, why it's written surrounds, because it's written ve'emunatcha sevivotecha, the faith surrounds the person. All of what that goes on surrounds you, it's coming only to teach you faith. And all of the difficulties and all of the blockings are only angels that wants to to stop you from disgracing Hashem, that it's also something that you don't want to do also. So when you've been held back, it's time to be happy, because it's time to realize, okay, they help me now, Hashem Himself is helping me now to work on myself, that I'm going to be a worthy student, that I'm going to be a real Talmid Chacham, that I'm going to be a good husband, a sensitive, a caring father, that it's all good, it's all here for me. Kol ha'olam kulo lo nivra ela bishvili. It's all been created just for me, that I'm going to work on myself. It's all full with hints, full with message, full with diamonds and amazing stuff that I can take for myself. Ehov et ha'tochecha, love the rebuke, because the one that rebukes you out of love. And all of the insultings are like that. All of the difficulties that we have are like that. It all depends in your will, how much you want to work on yourself. If you really want to work on yourself, you will never going to be insulted from nothing. Nothing in the world can insult you. You're ready to die. You want to. No problem. You want to. What? If it's for the honor of Hashem Yitbarach, like the Noam Elimelech said, if Baro Olam, the court in heaven, going to tell me that I need to go to hell, I'm going to ask them. If it's the will of Hashem Yitbarach, I'm going to jump with joy to the fire of hell, yeah, no doubt about it. If this is the will of Hashem Yitbarach, that I'm going to die for Him, so we need just to know what's the will of Hashem Yitbarach is a lot harder than to work on canceling your will to the will of Hashem. And if you know that you want what that Hashem wants, you should know that what that you want, it's what that Hashem wants. To know what Hashem wants, it's too far. It's too high. But if you know that you really put the effort on canceling yourself to the will of Hashem, you're going to find the will of Hashem. Where are you going to find it? Inside of you. On Hashem it's written, Retzon Yere'av Yaseh, that He's going to make, going to keep the will of the firm ones, the ones that are afraid of Him, the believers, the real righteous people. It means that Hashem is canceling Himself to the will of the Tzaddik. That tzaddik that is standing and revealing his will and is pray, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is surrounding him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu receives pleasure from him. And Hashem Yitbarach wraps that person and hugs that person. So that person becomes to be the pnimiyut of Hashem Yitbarach. He becomes to be the will of Hashem Yitbarach. You can reach so high. You can climb to the place that you become to be the pnimiyut, the inside of Hashem Himself, of the Creator Himself. You become to be His will. He's canceling His will to you. You become to be the will of Hashem. It's high. It's very high. So, and if they are, those guards are catching the person that is not ready, start to ask him questions and he doesn't have answer, or that his answers are failing him because he reveals his lust and desires, that actually he's a joker, he's there for honor, he's there for money. The mouth is talking without control. It's not really that you can control. The nafshi yatzabed abiro, the spirit comes out when you talk. You cannot really control to be who that you want to be. The truth is going to be revealed. The sheker tzaf al pnei ha'mayim, the lie floats above the water, and the truth is going to testify on itself. In the end, you're going to fail. You're going to show who you are. If you're here for honor, one day someone going to put his finger on you, going to rebuke you. One day you're going to be caught. There is no doubt about it. So the only thing that we can do is to work on that. And if we've been caught, so immediately it becomes to be like that. Hikuni, petzauni, nasuet redidi me'alai. They hit me, they wounded me, and they took my beauty away from me. This is what had happened to Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael been caught already. Been caught. This is it. We've been revealed that we weren't there totally l'shem shamayim. We had our lackings. So this is why we're so wounded now and so weak and broken. And you see that the beauty, it looks like it belongs to other people, to other nations. Other people are so rich and famous and looks like genius and strong, powerful and all. and all of them, and actually it's not true. It's not true at all. So what happened? They took the jewelry off from you and they hand it to whoever they choose to hand it to. So you lost your beauty, but you need to claim for that beauty. You need to claim for those powers, for that wisdom. It's our job to, a person that lost something, it's his job to go to find for the lost, for the avedah. The ma'abed, he mechazir achar avedato, he needs to go and to look for that. We need to go and to claim what it belongs to us. And if we're not claiming, if we're not going and telling Hashem Yitbarach, hey look, Ribono Shel Olam, all of the wealth belongs to us, all of the power of tefillah belongs to us, all of the wisdom belongs to us. If we're not going to claim for it, so it's like we give daft on it. If you give daft on it, so no one needs to give it back. This is all Ilchot HaShabbat Aveda. If there is a person that gives up from that thing, so this is it. The one that found it, it belongs to him. So until we're going to wake up to claim what it belongs to us, Eretz Yisrael, the Torah Kedosha, purity, happiness, joy, beauty, health, everything belongs to us. He's supposed to have the blessing. Ish emunot rav brachot. The one that have faith, he's supposed to have all of the blessings. If we're not going to claim for that, so chas v'shalom. It's like va'iv is esav et ha-bechora, that esav, he disrespect all of what that he was supposed to inherit, the spiritual and the physical. We're not allowed to disrespect that. We're not allowed not to claim it. We have to. Like the Rabbi Baruch Mimeshibur said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding and no one is looking for him. We need to go to say, hey Hashem, where are you? Where are you hiding? Why are you hiding? Ribono Shel Olam, you were supposed to be here. You're supposed to answer to all of my prayers. Ribono Shel Olam, where are you? You're my father, where are you? Where have you gone to? Well, what are you doing? We need to be strong in that, everyone. And also we need to know that the Likutei Moharan is here. I'll read for you some more bedtime story. Hainu, Shema'ala, the quality, Shayala Nefesh, Bivchinat Chai, that the Nefesh, the soul had, that she is in the aspect of life. Gam ze lakach mimena. Also that quality he took from it. Ki achshav en manoach lekaf ragla, because now she cannot rest. Even the minimum, even just to, you say, alright, I didn't ask to be tzaddik, I didn't ask to be talmid chacham, I just want to have the minimum, a house, to be able to be mefarnes, to bring some money for my family, the minimum of them all. Nothing, just to have one quiet day to sit in Benachat, in Shabbos, even that you cannot have. I gave a big krech today, a big sigh, anacha. So one of my friends asked me what happened. So I told him, the depths of the exile. And I looked at him and I told him, how much you suffer. You suffer a lot, right? And he said, yes. And I told him, and you're so close. And you're so close to the plate. You have food, you have parnasa, you have everything. You have a house, you have everything you need. You cannot complain. You're a very rich person. And you suffer so much. You suffer so much. Why you suffer? Like Rabbeinu is saying, En manoach lekaf ragla. Cannot stand in one place. Cannot sit and to be happy. You sit in class and you have thoughts, maybe I need to be in the field, maybe I need to do tshuva. You go to the field, you do it, but you say, wow, I haven't learned enough today. You know, everything, you know, you realize you need to do something for parnasa, you go and you do, and it's important, and you say, hey, I'm wasting my time, what am I doing with my life, how I can spend my life like that. And you say, alright, I'm going to go, and I'm going to do 6 hours, it's what they do, I'm going to pray, and then in the field you say, no, I don't see no one is answering my prayers. What am I wasting my time here? If I would work today, I would have minimum 200, 400 shekels, something. Means you don't have a place. You don't have a place. We spoke about it once, that the Baal Tshuva place is the Sukkah. Because the Baal Tshuva really doesn't have a place. He doesn't have a house. The religious people already took over the house. It's Harabait Biyadenu. We have Arabite, it's not ours. And the streets, you cannot stay there. You don't have a street also to hide in the streets, in the sewer that you were so used to be there when you were far. Now you cannot hide there. So you don't have a place. Only the sukkah, it's still the memnuta, shade of faith. This is the only place that you can hide. Our place, like we said, that Chelek Hashem Amo, that Hashem, He is the share of His nation. We can hide only under the wings of Hashem. This is our place. We don't have another place. You cannot live here and you not belong there. You can only hide under the loving kindness, the wings of Hashem Yitbarach. This is the only solution. Simple faith and to say to Hashem Yitbarach, look, you have a spoiled son here, Ribono Shel Olam, it's me. I need your love, I need to feel supported, I need to feel loved, I need to feel warmth and kindness and everything. And if not, look, I'm not functioning, I'm not able to. It's not for me. I'm sorry. I need miracles in my life, I need stability in my life, I need order in my life. Please Hashem, please let me hold on. Give me powers, give me happiness, give me joy, give me success. I remember myself after a few years of tshuva, I had, after one failure after the other, mamash, big times. And I came to Hashem in Itbodedut, I told Him, listen, I grew lean on success. I was looking for success for all of my life. That was my happiness, to see that I'm succeeding, achieving things. And only after I was achieving things, even though it was nonsense, the things that I wanted to achieve, but it would fill me with joy, with happiness. It gave me the power to go, to try to find something else in my life. And now for a few years, I just feel like hopeless, mamash, worthless. To be a Talmid Chacham, already gave up on it long time ago. To be a righteous man, also something that when you see tzaddikim, you say to yourself, where am I and where is he? What's the connection? How am I going to climb on that mountain? How am I going to do that? Rabbeinu is telling you, you don't need to climb that mountain. The man of the forest, the righteous man, he's going to bring you to his place when he's going to decide. So alright, also to be a tzaddik, it's not in my hand. So, and parnasa to bring, if I want to learn Torah, nice, forget it. Not happening. Only you need miracles to have parnasa. So, and you need bodedut, everyone that tried to work on his midot, he sees that it's a long journey. It's possible, Baruch Hashem. We can see a lot of results, but you prepare yourself to a long journey. So, with all of those failures and all of those weaknesses and difficulties, the only thing that you have is to strengthen yourself in faith. I said to Hashem, if you're not going to help me to succeed now, this is it. I'm giving up. I don't have the powers to fail again and again. I cannot. A man needs to know his limits, his abilities, and to come to Hashem like that. Hashem, I claim now, I need to have a success. I need to have farnasta now. You have to be mefarnas me. It cannot be that I'm going to suffer from poverty, that I won't have food in my table, that I'm not going to be able to buy socks for my children. It cannot be. I have to come like that to Hashem Yitbarach, to claim. And even though that there is that approach and there is that attitude to teach that we should only ask and beg for mercy, even free gift, even in Garden of Yearning, that Rav Shalom is explaining over there, that point of to be humble, mamash, and that's going to be your purpose in life, to be so humble, to know you're not supposed and not allowed to ask for nothing, and it's all a free gift, and just thank Hashem Yitbarach. Also there, Rav is explaining, it depends on your powers. And if you see that you don't have power, so after that you realize that you don't deserve nothing, out of that humiliation, now you can come and ask. Adrabah, this is the right way to ask, because we are commanded to ask. Hashem wants us to ask. Rabbi Natan in Likutei Tefilot, in his prayers, he's writing over there, I know that I'm not worthy to ask, but you commanded us by Chachamim to call you to ask for your mercy, to your mercy, because you have mercy that are enough even for me, and you commanded us to ask for mercy. And also the word Rachamecha Rabim Hashem, your mercy are plenty, what?
Boundless.
Also the word Rabim is multiply, the growing more and more and more. Means that the mercy that was a few years ago, it's not the mercy that there is today. And in few years, there's going to be a lot more mercy. A lot more mercy. Like you see someone, and be'ivrit, in Lashon HaKodesh, you say, he's me'orer rachamim. You have something like that in English? Awakening, mercy, the mercy. So you see someone that is poor, you say on him, me'orer rachamim. He makes you to be mercy. So, merciful. As much as the generation is going lower and lower and lower, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes to be more mercy and more mercy and more mercy.
Merciful.
I'm that fool and he's that mercy.
Halavai.
Okay, so when they're taking it from us, from when those angels, when the kitrugim, all of the complaints on a person that wants to serve Hashem Yitbarach are taking the beauty from him, we need to claim for that beauty. We need to say to Hashem Yitbarach, I know, I'm full with lackings, I'm very far, I haven't learned enough, I haven't prayed enough, no doubts about it at all, I have bad, crooked habits, mamash, I'm bent. I have a lot of issues, a lot of things to fix. I know, but it's not me. This is my Yetzer Hara. Those defects, those defaults that I have are from the side of my body because of the exile, because of my parents, because of the neighborhood, because of my childhood, because of things that belong to this world. But me, I have a soul. This is the real me. Rav Shalom once in Shi'ur, he said that he made tshuva, that a few years ago he was teaching us on that concept of Hayodea et Mekomo, that a man needs to know his place, to know himself. So Rav Shalom said, you need to know how low you are. A few years ago he was teaching that, humiliating himself and us. Teaching us, you need to know you're capable for the worst. You're able to do the worst things of them all. This is why you should be so careful. This is why you should guard your eyes, because with your eyes you can ruin houses, and this is why you need to watch over your mouth, because you can kill with your power of speech. You should know yourself. He said, I don't tshuva on that. He said, that's not Hayodait Mekomo. It's not to know your place. This is to know your Yetzer Hara, to know your enemy. This is my body. This is my Yetzer Hara. It's not me. Hayodait Mekomo, he knows that his place is the place, Mekomo Shel Olam, the place of the world. It's Ribono Shel Olam. Who am I? I'm a drop of in the sea, in the ocean of the souls. My soul is endless. I'm part of Hashem. Neshama Elokit, Neshama Teora, pure soul, divine soul. This is me. That I know that I've been carved under the throne of honor. This is the real me. Rav made tshuva in class. I apologize that this is how that he taught us. And now, the real me is a spiritual being. Is a neshama elokit. This is me. And now with that, you can cross the ocean. I saw today those bottles of water in Gedi. There is a drop of water that comes into the water. And you can see the circles that have been created surrounds that drop. So I said to myself, when that drop enters back to the sea of souls, when the neshama attached herself with Hashem Yitbarach, so then the circles, this is the emunatcha sevivotecha, circles of faith, they're not only surrounding you, they're spreading to the world. In the moment that you connect yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, you bring down amounts of light that's going to be enough even to other people. People are looking at you and they say, hey, he's already 5 years in Eretz Israel. How is he doing it? So it becomes to be possible. In Uman, when I gave that class in Nekuda Tova, one person, one friend from New York, he said, when you come and you talk about living Eretz Israel, suddenly it looks possible. From New York, you cannot see it. It doesn't look possible. immediately I was pointing at Ichi. I told him, here we have a live proof. Ichi. A live example. Straight from New York. Accept him, yes. Oh, Hashem. Everyone here is a proof for other people to learn from us. To learn that you're able, that you have the ability. When you connect yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, those circles of faith being spread in the world, people can see it. A friend of mine's father came to me a few years ago and he told me, I was convincing his son to come to learn in the yeshiva. And in the beginning the parents was piling a lot of difficulties on him, that he was not going to do that because of Parnassah. I was already married and told him, how are you going to do it? If you know, every day you're going to... He was a carpenter working and so... And after a few years I met his father and I told him, no, how is it going? He said, look, with success you cannot argue. We don't know how he's making it happen, but he's surviving, Baruch Hashem, he's holding on. We cannot explain how, but miracle happens. You can see them. We can see them in our lives. We can see that Hashem Yitbarach is with us. And not only for ourselves. Immediately, when you have those miracles, it gives power to other people. First of all, the ones that closest to you, and after it, the second circles, and third ones, and until you cover the world with your success, with your spiritual success. Oy lo la shochet hazeh. So, Rabbeinu is bringing that ritual slaughter, oy lo, to that one that rebuked, to that one that slaughtered, and shown to his students to how bad they are, how low they are, or shown to them that they depend in him. Chas v'shalom. The only purpose of that ritual slaughterer, of that rabbi, of that person, everyone, of that leader, is only to teach him that he's got spirituality inside of him, that he's able, that he's capable, that he's got strong connection to Hashem Yitbarach on his own. And not to show him, oh, you're an animal, look how you behave, to rebuke him, to break him to peace. It's not greatness to a leader like that. A leader has to be mercy. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to rebuke Am Yisrael, you don't see no rebuke over there. It's like a diary. It's just, you remember that we've been there, you remember that we were walking there and we had Yetzirah over there, you remember that. Rabbi Akiva is asking, he's saying, I'm wondering if there is someone that is worthy to rebuke. Rabbi Akiva, it's 2,000 years ago or so. Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbeinu 200 years ago said, and if Rabbi Akiva said 2,000 years ago that we're not able to rebuke, so who gonna come and rebuke today? Who? Rabbeinu is writing that there is a Mukhiya Haraui, a worthy rebuker, that person, when he rebukes, he is doing it because from our rabbi we can see, we can hear a lot of times, we can hear rebukes. So what Rabbeinu is explaining, that the righteous man, when he's serving Hashem, so he's taking, accepting on himself to a lot of sorrow that will not going to come on Am Yisrael. So he's suffering huge, crazy amounts of suffering, and he's not deserved to that. And sometimes it's become to be very hard, very painful to that righteous man. Even though that he's doing it out of love, like that we know that once the person came to Rabbeinu and started to whine on his financial issues, and Rabbeinu was angry. Rabbeinu told him, how you come to confuse me with your nonsense all of the time, to talk to me about money? What do you want from me? Rabbeinu said, I'm like a person that is in the middle of the desert, trying to make the desert to be a city that people are going to live in that place. And every one of you, your heart is empty like the desert. And there is no place for the Shekhinah to live in your hearts. And I'm looking and working, finding a place to bring the Shekhinah into your hearts. That you're going to, so
The tzaddik is suffering so much for Am Yisrael and sacrificing himself, and he doesn't eat and doesn't drink, and in the end people are coming with their complaints on Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu fell on his face in the end. What's going on with you? What do you want? What are you doing? I'm suffering for you, I'm praying for you, and now you're coming with your complaints and trying to and suspect Moshe Rabbeinu. All of the people in Am Yisrael suspected Moshe Rabbeinu that he was chas v'shalom with their wives, that he's cheating with all of the women of Am Yisrael. This is why they suspected Moshe Rabbeinu in that. So Moshe Rabbeinu took himself out from the camp and went outside and put his tent in a place solitary. Look, I'm not doing nothing. What do you want? Moshe Rabbeinu fell on his face. He fainted in the end. He couldn't handle it. So this is the tzaddik that rebukes. He rebukes because he cannot stand it anymore. Not because it cannot be. It's so wrong to whine and to complain and to argue all of the time on nonsense, on things that you have such a righteous person, Rav, in the yeshiva, and now you blame him that you don't have success in your life because you believed in the beginning that he's going to be the one that's going to save you, and he haven't, so now it's his fault. In the beginning, when you came to the yeshiva, you wanted to join, you wanted to help, and now you want to lean on him, on his success, on his blessing, to have parnasa because of him, to have tshuva because of him, that he's going to do all of the work, and you're going to harvest all of the success. It's not going like that. And now you're angry at him. Why is not praying on me enough? He doesn't care about me, he's not calling me, I cannot see him. You're nuts. Just crazy. The truth is that you need to take responsibility on your life. And the tzaddik, when he sees people like that, not functioning anymore, not everyone are lazy, not doing tshuva, not doing it bodeduyot, not doing... Harav told me, if a person going to take himself always to the field, he will always succeed. Always succeed. Always, always, always. He will never going to fail. So now, you don't go to the field and you ask, why am I failing? Because you're not praying on it. And even if you're going to pray on the biggest things of them all, on the biggest things of them all, you're going to, the success is going to illuminate its face for you. You're going to find Hashem in that place. There are no doubts on that. There are no doubts on it at all, at all, at all. It's not only that if you count on Hashem Yitbarach, so Hashem Yitbarach going to be there for you. It's also that you're gonna be a man that is stand on his own. You're gonna build your own personality. You're going to have a character. You're going to be a strong person. All of the time to whine and to complain and to be so lazy and broken. I don't know what I'm going to do. I need to talk to a Rav. I need to ask a Rav. I need to go maybe to give for pidyon. To maybe a Rav going to pray on me. A Rav going to bless me. It's not Avodat Hashem. We never heard on a righteous man that grew like that. Righteous people are strong, they are warriors, people that are fighting, that are going, they become to be righteous. After 20 years of Avodat Hashem in Mesirut Nefesh, that no one know them, no one knew them, no one heard about them. And all of that journey of become to be a righteous, no one knows you, no one hears about you. You work at night, you wake up midnight, you're not eating, you're not drinking, you're not going to restaurants and showing off with your imagination. You just break your own bones in Avodat Hashem. You sacrifice your nights, you sacrifice your money, you sacrifice your meals, you sacrifice all your lusts and desires. You run, you chase after Jews to find place for them, to find yeshiva for them, to find homes, and then you go and make peace in houses, knock on doors and asking people if they need help, they need advice. After 20 years you say, oh, you know, this rabbi, he was going to hospitals to visit people. You know, that rabbi, he was taking care of the poor people. He was doing it from the day that he was 14, from the day that he was 18, from immediately in the day that he got married. He was late to his chuppah because he helped a widow. This is righteous people, they're carving the way to become righteous. You cannot receive it on a silver plate. Oh, this is the recipe. Take 2 spoons of that, 1 hour it bodedu, shnayim mikra achat targum, it's not working. You see, it's not working. You see people sit in yeshivot for years, for decades, and they not become to be righteous at all. Tzaddik, first of all, a tzaddik he is righteous. What does it mean, tzaddik? That he is justify all judgments on himself. Umatzaddik et harabim. He is justifying everyone. He sees everything right. Hashem, whatever you do with me, it's all right. All right. First of all, this is the wife that you gave me. That is the parnasah that you gave me. Those are the weaknesses of my body. Those are my limits. Those are my attributes. This is my yetzer hara. I accept it. Thank you, Hashem. Now, how you want me to work, Hashem? And then you work. And then you sweat. And then you cry. And then you pray. And then you do another ishtadlut. And whatever you can do. And you go and you consult. And you talk to people. And you ask for the advice of Chachamim. And you go and ask for friends like Rabbeinu Bring in Likutei Moharan. That two waves were flying in the air. About to they thought to themselves, those two huge waves, that they're soon gonna cover the world like a tsunami. That they're soon gonna ruin the world. And one of them is asking each other, have you, this is how Rabbeinu explains, have you fixed yourself totally, even the breath of a hair? Rabbeinu is explaining to you that even if you reach the height, the answer the other friend told him, I haven't fixed nothing. I haven't even started to fix myself. You become to be so huge, and everyone are telling you, oh, you're so great, you're so awesome, you're so amazing, oh, you progress so much. And I remember Yosef Weisberg sent me a text a few days ago, maybe 1 week ago. He told me, wow, you know, so many good comments on your video. I started to cry in my house. I'm telling you the truth, I was so embarrassed. He's praising me and I'm crying from shame. I felt so horrible with myself. Who am you talking to me of nonsense? It's shtuyot, Yosef. What are you talking about? Every time someone is telling me thank you, yishar koach, I tell him everyone gonna say to everyone. I'm saying, I'm talking from my heart. I wish I'm gonna do tshuva. How many times I told you that? It's not my business card. It's my heart. My heart I give to you. I'm telling you the truth. When I'm going to do tshuva, those lessons, those classes going to be sound totally different. Going to be a lot more wonderful. Now you see the wheel, Baruch Hashem, the sparks between the broken vessels, earthenware vessels. You can see sparks, Baruch Hashem. But we're still talking about a broken vessel. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help me to fix myself, Baruch Hashem is going to be fixed. And then you're going to see flames of fire, not going to see sparks. Everyone should be like that. You stand in that point, you see you have good points. Those are good points. You still don't see the soul. Where is the soul? My soul, when it's going to start to illuminate, it won't be good points anymore. It's going to be flames of light. It's going to be rivers of light. Like you see righteous people, you see every place. The Rabbi Yoshua Cohen said on the tzion of the Maharsha HaKadosh, he said you need to eat the earth on the Dalet Amot of the tzion of the Maharsha HaKadosh, the earth, the ground. The Maharsha HaKadosh is over there. You know who is the Maharsha HaKadosh? Rabbi Yoshua Cohen said on Abai Verava. He said, Abai Verava, it's not two righteous people. It's two pillars of fire that came down from heaven to this world. Abaye and Rava. You know who we're talking about? You know Tzadikim? The light of Tzadikim, what they're holding in their hands. A woman didn't have no chance to have children. He said, you're going to have, and she had. And this is it, a person with no hope for Parnassah, nothing, ever. And he blessed him, you're going to have. And he's got. And he becomes to be rich, and they're changing nature. You know what we're talking about? And how it become? In darkness. They were carving the way in darkness. They were breaking their bones to pieces. They were sacrificing themselves. Like the Tzadikim said, I don't, those two tzaddikim we said, also Rav Eliyahu, Rav Aryeh Levin, and also the other, what was that name, the Rabbi Posek? No. Here in Eretz Israel, that he said also that he doesn't need to apologize to his wife, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. That he doesn't need to apologize to his wife to ask for forgiveness, because he never caused her no sorrow. Really? Really? He never made her cry. He never rebuked her. He never insulted her. He was working on himself. Why? Because he was in the Bet Midrash? No. The Rebbe Milubavitch, you know the size of the Rebbe Milubavitch? You know what are we talking about when he's saying Rebbe Milubavitch? Every day he had a certain hour that he would come to his house, and they didn't have children. And he was going and eating lunch every day, all of his life, with his wife. Every day. Every day going home. Rebbe Milubavitch, his wife, she wasn't a Bala Tshuva making phone calls to the 770. Hey, where's my husband? I need him on the phone. No! She was totally surrendered to him. She was the daughter of the Rayat. She knew the life of Admorim. She was a holy woman. She didn't open a mouth in her life. Never, never spoke a word. She was ready to sacrifice her life for the Admorut, for Am Yisrael. From day first, she was walking after her husband in the time of the Holocaust. Crazy story. And she went after him. All of her life. And she wouldn't peep. She wouldn't open her mouth. A word she wouldn't talk. And he was respecting her. Going every day to sit with her. To eat lunch with his wife. Not eating outside. Always in the house. Bringing him food. No, I'm eating home. Eating with my wife. Always, always. This is how you become to be a tzaddik. Not putting all of your head in the Gemara, all of your heart in the tefillah. Gam mizeh, also that. Gam mizeh, al tanach yadcha. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. First of all, to behave, to be polite, to be generous, to care, to know the people surrounds you. You have a wife, she depends on you, even if I don't know who you become to be or who you imagine to yourself that you are. Everyone needs to be awake as much as we can. As much as we can. To let the soul, the real soul, illuminate from ourselves, from inside. Thank you, sweet ones.